the new bitch bandwagon with Cash Daily.
Laugh a while, let a song be your style, your stitch shampoo. Don't compare, use your head, save your hair, you stitch shampoo.
New Fitch bandwagon, brought to you by the F.W. Fitch Company, makers of those fine Fitch products. With yours truly, Larry Keating, Dink Trot as Horace, Henry Russell in this music, and our special guest today, Pat O'Brien, and the star of our show, Cash Daly. Ladies and gentlemen, last week, Time Magazine published an article singing the praises of Cass Daly. When Cass heard that Time Magazine had picked her as radio's outstanding comedienne, she rushed to the nearest newsstand and said... Whereupon she fainted dead away. Cass recovered quickly, however, and now she is totally unaware of the fame that was thrust upon her. As we look in at Cass, we find her at home speaking to a local delivery man.
Just leave it in the corner here, please.
Okay, lady. Shoot it in, Joe. That's it, lady. A ton and a half of Time Magazine.
That's my popular mechanics. Uncle Herman, the magazines came.
Well, 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 what a thrilling sight. How many did you order, my dear?
9,472. Yeah. Just enough to send to my relatives.
But your relatives can't read.
I know, but they like to see pictures. Yeah, gee, Uncle, you should see all the fan mail I'm getting and the telegrams congratulating me.
Ah, yes. Reminds me of the time I appeared in Uncle Tom's cabin. What fan mail I received.
Yeah, yeah. I remember how that postcard poured in. I remember how that postcard poured in. That's a joke, son. Gosh, Uncle Herman, isn't it wonderful that my picture appeared in Time?
Yes, Cassandra, dear, but don't worry. I won't let your success go to my head. All I ask of you is a slight increase in my allowance.
Well, okay, Uncle, and don't worry, that picture won't change me either. I'll always be my own sweet, shy, modest self. People will never know that I left my job at the coal mine.
Spoken like a true anthracite.
Spoken like a true parasite.
Thank you. You know, I'll never forget the time I...
Come in.
I've come to speak to Cass Daly. Oh, there you are, Miss Daly. My name is Lack, but that's all too. I've come to interview you about my paper. Now, let's see. You were born in Philadelphia and you went to Frankfort High School. Or was it Central High? No, it was Frankfort High. Of course it was Frankfort. I can still taste the mustard. Who do you make pictures for? Oh, yes, it's Paramount, isn't it? Sure, it's Paramount. And you broadcast each week for the... what's the name of that stuff again? Oh, yes, it's Fitch. And you leave in North Hollywood with your uncle named Herman. Well, thanks a lot. You gave me a great story. Goodbye.
Herman, you think I told him too much?
No, Cass, because I remember once when I...
Come in.
Hello, Miss Daly. Hello to you.
Well, if it isn't Mr. Gilroy from the dressmakers.
Oh, that's right, Miss Daly. And I want to congratulate you on that wonderful article in Time. Oh, it was simply wonderful. And I suppose now that you're famous, you'll have dozens of men throwing themselves at your feet. But I know you. You'll probably run away and hide yourself from all those men.
You around here, ain't you, folks? Gilroy, where's that house dress I ordered?
House dress? Oh, Miss Daly, think of your fans and admirers. Why, if you were to wear a house dress, it would let down your following.
I'll wear a girdle.
No, Miss Daly. A house dress is out of the question. So instead, I brought you a velvet evening gown studded with sequins and trimmed with milk-fed ermine. Oh, you'll look so delectable in it. So tempting. So delicious.
What do I do? Wear it or eat it?
And to cap the climax, oh, how I love that climax. It's only, just for you, only $495. Goodbye.
$495? But I wanted a house dress to wash dishes in.
I think it's more practical to use the dishpan. Ah, but don't fret, my child. Every cloud has a silver lining. Why, I remember when I...
I wonder who that can be. Come in.
I'm from the Western Union. Where are you from?
I'm from... Oh, now, wait a minute. What do you want?
I got to deliver a telegram. When do you make your deliveries?
Now, look. See, I've had enough trouble today. If you have a telegram, give it to me.
This is a singing telegram. Me, 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 me. One, two. Chickery, chick, chilla, chilla. Chickery, money. That'll be $4.95.
$4.95 for that?
Well, what did you expect in a banana kid? Don't forget, you're a big shot now. Goodbye.
That guy deserves to get a bollocker on his wallocker. Hey, Uncle Herman, even that messenger boy is taking advantage of me.
Well, I'll put a stop to that immediately. They can't do that to me. I remember when I...
Hello, Cassandra and Herman.
Well, hello, Mrs. Cranewater.
Why, Mrs. Cranewater. A visit from our landlady is always an unexpected catastrophe.
Cassandra, I read all about you in the magazine. I mean, it's wonderful. And to think that your lease expired today.
Oh, here we go again. What are you going to do, raise our rent?
Why, of course not. I mean, how can you say that, I mean?
What do you mean, I mean? We're ready to sign a new lease.
Oh, I wouldn't think of it. I mean, that's silly. I rented your house an hour ago.
What?
Yes, I mean, A tourist read about you in that magazine. He always wanted to live in a famous star's house, and naturally, I rented him yours. $500 a month more than you pay. To start packing. Goodbye.
Oh, Uncle Herman, he wants us to start packing.
Well, Cassandra, there's only one thing to do.
What's that?
Start packing.
Why couldn't I think of that? But where will we live?
Well, let's see now. Seems to me I read somewhere about a house for rent. Oh, here it is, right here in the newspaper. Pat O'Brien's place.
Oh, Pat O'Brien's house? Well, let's run over and take a look. Come on, we'll grab a cab. Grab a cab. Oh, look, there's a cab on the corner.
Hey, taxi! Taxi!
I drive a taxi. What do you drive?
Oh, you again. First you're a messenger boy, now you're a bus driver. What's the big idea?
I'm neurotic.
Come on, hop in. No, sirree. I'm going to walk. Come on, Uncle Herman.
Now here's Henry Russell and his music with another of those unusual Russell arrangements. It's Chickery Chick. Chella, Henry. Have pet peeves that are hard to do anything about, like income taxes and the shortage of nylons. But there is a common pet peeve that's easy to lick, and that's dandruff. Yes, millions of people have turned to Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo to solve their dandruff problems. They agree that no other shampoo removes dandruff so effectively and makes their hair so shining and clean as well. It's a fact. Fitch is the only shampoo made whose guarantee to remove dandruff is backed by one of the world's largest insurance firms. You see, Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo has a special antiseptic cleansing action. It penetrates and cleanses the thousands of tiny hair openings on the scalp, dissolving every trace of dandruff. Good for all colors and textures of hair, Fitch is a shampoo you can use with confidence. And use it often to keep your hair lustrous and dandruff-free. For glorious results every time, be sure to shampoo your hair with Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo.
And remember, if your head scratches, don't itch it, fix it.
Ladies and gentlemen, while Cass Daly and her Uncle Herman are on their way to Pat O'Brien's place, let us look in on Pat's house. At the moment, Pat is with his butler, O'Flaherty.
Do you think the advertisement you placed in the newspaper will bring any results, Mr. O'Brien?
Well, let's hope so, O'Flaherty. You know, O'Flaherty, I'm only renting the house for 6 months because I'm going on location to make a picture in the South Seas.
I read the script of that picture, sir, and it's really exciting. The way the hurricane comes and lasts for days and the rain just pours down steadily and floods the entire city.
Yes, and then we leave Los Angeles. Our next stop is the South Seas.
That's such a pity you have to leave this pretty house, sir, after you got it fixed up to resemble the old country.
Oh, yes, I love the emerald-colored walls and the shamrocks on the ceiling.
By the way, sir, that's a nice new painting you have in the library. It's such a lifelike painting. That sweet old lady sitting in that green rocking chair. What's the name of it, sir?
Whistler's mother, McCree.
Sir, if you don't mind me saying so, don't you think you have the house fixed up a little too Irish?
Too Irish, of course not. It's just a plain, ordinary house. There's the doorbell.
Hey, lunch.
Hello, I'm Cass Daly. I came in answer to Mr. O'Brien's ad.
Well, do you think you'll like this house? It's all done in green, you
know. Oh, shut him, de gutter. I think it's a fine idea. Fine, that is. Oh, there's Mr. O'Brien now. Hiya, Pat. Remember me, Cass Daly?
Hello, Cass. Say, what's the idea of trying to make my butler think you're an Irish girl? You're not a Colleen.
What did you say?
I said you're not a Colleen.
Oh, yeah? I'm just as Colleen as you are. I said it, and I'm very happy about that. Yes, sirree.
Cassandra, how about introducing me?
Oh, of course. Of course, Pat, I'd like you to meet my Uncle Herman.
Pleased to meet you.
The pleasure is indubitably one of the greatest I have ever had. Never before have I met a thespian of your magnitude and talent. To me, sir, this moment will be a memorable occasion to treasure for the rest of eternity.
This guy talks like the Blarney Stone kissed him.
No, I didn't kiss him. It just fell on his head. Well, Pat, how about the house? I'd like it. It's a raw bricked house.
It's not bricked. It's stucco.
Bricked? Bricked? That's Scotch.
That's right.
I'll have a short one.
Now, Uncle, you run along and look at the rest of the house. You know, Pat, I have a secret to tell you. I really am Irish. My folks all came from County Cork.
Your uncle looks as though he just popped out of a bottle.
Say, tell me, Pat, if I rent this house, does that beautiful grandfather's clock go with the furnishings?
Yes, Cass, and it's a wonderful clock.
Yeah.
But be careful of it. It's very delicate. Mm. Strikes the hours in the most musical set of chimes ever heard by man. Ah, look, it's about to strike 2 o'clock. What do you know? A few minutes fast.
You know, Pat, I'm glad I'm renting your house. I've always admired you. Golly, I remember when you were always a tough guy in pictures.
I'm still pretty tough. Only yesterday I had a run-in with Borgat.
Yeah?
I said, look, Borgat, I'm not afraid of you, see? I'm willing to wrestle you or fight you, see?
Gosh, you said that to Humphrey?
Oh, no, I was talking to his wife.
Oh. Pat, you know, that's what I like about the Irish. Always kidding. You remind me of my first boyfriend. He was big and husky and... big and husky and Irish, too, see? And I'll never forget how he used to crush me in his strong arms and gaze passionately into my eyes and then say in his thick, deep Irish brogue,
"Sure, and I love to hold your hand, Cassie."
Oh, for goodness sake, Tars, why must you always interrupt? Well, now that you're here, I might just as well introduce you. Pat, this is my boyfriend, Horace Feebledorster. What do you think of him, Pat?
He looks like something the moon sent back in answer to our messages.
Listen, wise guy, don't get tough with me. I used to be in the Golden Gloves.
Golden Gloves? Yeah. What were you, one of the laces?
That settles it. Now you're in for it, because I'm going to pull back my fist and take a punch at you. And then do you know what'll happen?
Sure, I'll slug you and knock you out.
Correct. Would you like to try for $2?
Ah, now, come on. Why don't you two shake hands and be real friends?
All right, I'm willing to give him a good hearty handshake.
Okay, now let's shake hands, and I'll bet that I can squeeze harder. Now, let's go. Oh, well, I can always use this hand to turn flapjacks with.
Behave yourself. I'm trying to rent Mr. O'Brien's house.
Don't worry, Cass. I'll have my butler get rid of him. O'Flaherty,
did you call me O'Brien?
No, he called you O'Flaherty.
That's telling him, O'Cassie.
O'Flaherty, how did this get in here?
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. O'Brien. I thought I set traps. Please forgive me.
Okay, but I want you to throw this silly-looking goon out of here.
Immediately. Out you go.
Hey, wait a minute. You got wrong the whole wrong goon. That wasn't so good. Now, Cat, how about renting me your house? Come
okay,
on.
Cass, you can have it.
Oh, gosh, you know, I'm so happy I could sing. Whew. You think the officer could have heard me?
I think that's a possibility, so don't disappoint him. Go ahead, Cass, and sing.
Won't you hold me just a little closer? Tell me that you love me true. When you hold me just a little closer, this is what I want from you. Just a little fond affection. That is all I'm thinking of. I have been in heaven since the day I found you. It is really heaven with my arms around you. Just a little fond affection cheers me when I'm feeling blue. Just a little love, a little affection from you.
We're confessing that we love you. Won't you say you love us too? You know that we will always be true to you and give to you just a little fond affection. Found heaven on the very day we found you. It was really heaven with our arms around you.
Just a little fond affection cheers me when I'm feeling blue. Just a little love, a pardon me, Pat, that's your line.
Well, Cass. And it was beautiful.
Now about the house, Mr. O'Brien. You see, I...
Hello, O'Brien's residence. One moment, please. Mr. O'Brien.
What is it, O'Flaherty?
The old telephone.
Oh. Excuse me, Cass. Hello.
What? Canceled. Oh, that's terrible. Well, all right, goodbye.
Oh, what's the O'Brien, Mr. O'Matter? What's the matter, Mr. O'Brien? I can't see today.
I just had bad news. Bad news. My location trip to the South Sea has been canceled. I'll have to stay in town.
Oh, well, that's too bad. You mean now you can't rent us your wonderful, beautiful, gorgeous house?
That's right.
Well, come on, Uncle Herman. We'll have to look for another dump.
Oh, no, we don't. We signed a lease, and we're staying right here in this dump.
You mean you put me out of my own dump?
Oh, Uncle Herman, we couldn't do a thing like that to Mr. O'Brien.
Yes, we can. And I'll fight it out if I have to take it to the highest court in the land. I'll have you jailed, sir.
Order! Order in the court!
Well, Cass, I never thought we'd be suing each other.
Neither did I, Pat. Gee, this courtroom is crowded. Look at all those men in the bleachers.
Quiet, that's a jury.
What are they in for?
$3 a day. I can see this is all strange to you, isn't it?
Oh, no, Pat. You see, I was brought up in a courtroom.
You were?
Yeah, for disturbing the peace. Not bad, huh? What did you think of that joke?
What'd you say?
I said, what did you think of that joke, Pat?
She's really asking for it, ain't she, folks?
Oh, here comes the judge.
The exterior court of the state of California is now in session.
Thank goodness, the judge is certainly banging that gavel. He must be nervous.
Nervous nothing. He's cracking walnuts.
Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye.
Hear ye what?
I don't know. I always say that. Bring on the first case. People of the state of California versus Lucy Droop. The defendant is charged with doing a strip tease on the corner of 5th and Main Street.
Guilty or not guilty?
I'm not guilty, Sam.
Case dismissed.
I can see the judge is a sucker for a pretty face.
Yes, you'd better stay out of this, Cass. Mr. O'Brien, have you got a lawyer?
No, I'll handle this myself.
What? You're going to defend yourself?
Ever see an Irishman who couldn't?
Burke, what's the next case?
Cass Daly, hereinafter known as the party of the first part, versus Pat O'Brien, hereinafter known as the party of the second part.
Both parties will step to the bar.
I'll go, but I'm not thirsty, it says right here.
Don't worry, Cass. The judge will be like a puppet in my hands. You'll not only win the case, but you'll get the house. You'll get the rugs. You'll get the clock. You'll get the piano.
You'll get the chair.
Horace, what are you doing here in court? Were you subpoenaed?
No, but I was vaccinated.
Please, the judge is waiting.
Everybody be seated.
I object.
What's your objection?
O'Brien's sitting on me.
Order in the court. Pat O'Brien, raise your right hand. You solemnly swear to chicory, chick, chill, out, chill, and a banana can nothing but the truth?
Onesie, twosie, yes, I doosie.
And then I'll pronounce you man and wife. Take the stand.
Miss Daly?
Yes, Your Honor?
State your complaint.
Well, Your Honor, my back hurts and I can't sleep nights.
I used to have the same trouble. Now, all you do is take one slug of...
What am I saying? Order! Order in the court. Now, as I understand this case, Cassandra Daly, the plaintiff, has brought suit against Patrick O'Brien, the defendant, here and after designated as the parties of the first part and parties of the second part, who to wit and ipso facto and nulla contender, especially when the party of the first part and the party of the second part...
Shut up.
You... Miss Daly, I'll hold you in contempt.
Just hold me, big boy.
Order in the court.
Ouch, my head.
Sorry, I thought it was a walnut.
Well, it's your own fault, Horace. I told you not to get such a close haircut.
Quiet! Mr. O'Brien, make your appeal to the jury.
All right, Your Honor. All right, Ben. You know what you're here for? You don't have to be done. When you get in that room, remember, I'm depending on you. I know you won't let me down. So get in there. Give that old fighting spirit. Sorry I can't be in there with you.
But I'll be here on the sidelines rooting. And I know you'll come through carrying my house across the goal line.
Every time he sees 11 guys together, he thinks it's a football team.
The jury will proceed to the jury room.
Jury's in an awful hurry.
Yeah, they've got another program to do.
Well, the jury's been out for almost a minute.
Wonder what's holding them up.
Wait a minute. Here comes a strange-looking man. Who are you?
I'm from the jury. Where are you from?
Oh, dear. You again. Why aren't you in there with the jury?
We're having trouble. What are you having?
I'm having a notion to punch you in the nose. That's what I'm having.
Say, hasn't the jury come to a decision yet?
Nah, we can't make up our minds. Your Honor, have you got a coin?
Nothing doing. I lose more coins that way. Jury's dismissed. I'll settle this case myself. Miss Daly, I find that you are not entitled to Mr. O'Brien's house.
Good, then I won't have to move.
Oh, yes, you will.
But, Your Honor, if I can't have the house, why can't Mr. O'Brien have it?
Because I'm moving in myself.
Oh, no!
Recently, I heard a woman remark, "There's nothing so discouraging as looking at yourself in a triple mirror and seeing the back of your hairdo." Yes? When the mirror shows you straggling curls and unsightly dandruff flakes, that can be mighty discouraging. On the other hand, when you protect your good grooming with Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo, you can be sure your hair will look lovely from any angle. Fitch Shampoo cleanses your hair and scalp thoroughly, removing unsightly dandruff. It makes loads of creamy lather that rinses out completely. Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo is entirely soluble in water. It leaves no dull, soapy film on your hair, but instead brings out all the natural, gleaming highlights. Your hair will look radiant, making a picture any mirror would be proud to reflect. Remember, when you're at your beauty shop, ask your operator to use Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo. Or buy an economical bottle of Fitch's at your drug or toilet goods counter.
We've really had lots of fun tonight, and we're going to put you right on the top of the list for a return visit real soon, Bigara.
Oh, sure, and I'll be here too, Cassie. Who's your guest next Sunday?
Well, next Sunday, our guest will be Sonny Tufts.
Oh, a great boy. I know him very well.
Oh, well, gee, then maybe you can give me a tip or two on how to make a good impression on him.
Sure I can. Now, look, I know his weakness, Cass.
Yeah?
Here's how you play your game.
Sure.
Meet him at the door with a smile, and fade back. Circle. Fade back in, sway slightly from side to side. It's the old rumble play.
Uh-huh.
Keeps him on the offensive, then sidestep quickly to the light switch. Stiff arm it off, black out that light, approach him in the dark, arms outstretched, and then... You following me, Cass?
Brother, I'm way ahead of you. Ah, yes, Serena, if you don't think so, just listen in next week. Thanks again, Pat, and good night, everybody.
After and between Fitch shampoos, you can keep your hair shining and manageable by using a few drops of Fitch's Ideal Hair Tonic every day. Fitch's Ideal Hair Tonic is not sticky or greasy, yet it gives your hair that well-groomed look. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.